And today, choosing the song that has special meaning for him, only in as much that when he hears it, there's a strong memory, is photographer Jonathan Worth, who works in Coventry University but lives in Leicester. Good morning.
Morning, Annie.
Good to have you with us. You joined us, actually, on the show earlier in the year, talking about your photography, and a lot of your photography has had great acclaim, exhibitions. It's really funny because I visited Coventry University before I'd met you, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember walking along one of the corridors and seeing these amazing photographs, and only later realised that they were yours.
Yeah, and they were the England World Cup squad, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
So David Beckham, people like that.
Yes, and you got to photograph them, and not this lot, this time
around. Not the current
lot,
no. No, that was a recent lot.
How did you come to meet them and photograph them?
I did a Paul Smith, the clothes designer, saw an exhibition of mine, and he and GQ magazine got the chance to have one photographer between them to photograph the England World Cup squad, and they sort of agreed on me.
How fantastic.
By default, yes.
What a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, it was great.
And were they good? I mean, were they good in front of the lens?
Yeah, they were great. It was very, very fast. It was literally between 15 and 30 seconds for each person as they walked through.
Goodness.
And I had to get stuff for two clients each time, so it was quite a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure, but terrific photos that emerged. Now, it's not photographs, but music that we're talking about, but I suspect photography will come into it. The story behind the song, really, is why when you hear this song, it brings a very strong memory. So how far back do we go?
We go back to about 2000, and yeah, it really was a sort of a perfect moment for me. It came at a time when I'd been assisting my sort of hero, my photographic hero, and I'd stopped assisting him, and then...
And who was that?
It was a photographer called Steve Pike, who is originally, coincidentally, from Leicester, but I didn't know that at the time. We did this project where we wanted to photograph everyone that walked on the moon. And when I'd been working for him, he'd always said, you know, we'll do this together, John. And I left him, you know, I'd set up on my own. And I got a call one day and he said, John, it's come round and I'm going to do everyone that's walked on the moon. Will you photograph me doing it and do it with me? So we set off, we decamped, we spent about 2 months in America, travelling around, finding all these astronauts and all the people from NASA that got them to the moon. And photographing them. So
it's been quite a few, actually, because you think about it, there were quite a fair number of Apollo missions.
Absolutely, yeah, and ones that were still alive from the Mercury and the Apollo, and, as I say, the people that got there. So it took us to sort of some very wealthy people and some great big cities, and it also took us to sort of very remote, out-of-the-way places where you'd never expect the person that was there, open the door to you, open the door and there would be all this astro paraphernalia, you know.
Yeah, space helmet in the hall.
Well, almost, not far, rock hammers and moon rocks and things like that, yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And did you meet some of those famous names that walked on the moon?
Yeah, well, almost all of them that are still alive. In fact, the only one that hasn't been involved yet, the project is still sort of just about ongoing, is Neil Armstrong. So
yes.
Everyone that's alive, we met and photographed.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what were these bits? Did you find as you're photographing them, was there a theme, a thread that connected them all?
A lot of them would be getting on sort of late 60s, 70s. And either they were all geeks. They were all super, super clever.
Yeah.
And some of them thought very differently to you or I. They were real problem solvers. But more often than not, these ex-test pilot astronauts would still be driving hot rods.
Yeah.
At 70. And so inevitably, we waited for the signature sort of hot rod to sort of roll up when the astronaut arrived.
And sure enough.
Yep.
So here we are, tail end of the 90s, beginning of the noughties. You're in America. You're shooting these guys. Where does the piece of music come in?